Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, WWE may be rolling back live events. AEW sees a ratings jump in advance of All Out. But first, Tony Khan and Chris Jericho talk Brock Lesnar and AEW. Larson, what's in the news?
So, you know, Brock Lesnar, seemingly free agent. You know, and there's been some talk about, hey, what would happen if Brock went to AEW? Yeah. Well, anyways, both the demo god, Chris Jericho, and Tony Khan spoke about the possibility of the Beast heading to All Elite during his pre-All Out conference call. Tony Khan stated that he couldn't comment on whether there was any interest or he had spoken to Brock Lesnar, but he did say this, and the transcripts are courtesy of WrestleTalk, quote, "I've enjoyed Brock's work for many years. He's a great fighter and a great wrestler. I don't think people talk enough about what a great worker Brock Lesnar is, and he's one of the great working big men I've ever seen. One of the great athletes in the history of the wrestling business, and I have so much respect for him, but yeah, I couldn't comment on that." Meanwhile, Chris Jericho spoke with Gary Cassidy and was asked about Brock's free agency, and this is what he had to say, transcripts from Fightful. Steve, you want to take this one?
Yeah, sure. He said, well, the reason the rumors are only out there is because someone said free agent. I don't think he's a free agent at all. I think it would take so much money to pry him away from Vince McMahon on Brock's end, and then for Vince to approve that. Vince has $2 billion in the bank. What are you going to spend on Brock Lesnar that Vince isn't going to match? Vince and Brock have a strange love affair to begin with. Would Brock fit in AEW? Would Brock pay back his salary so that you would pay him? Who's to say? But I think UFC and AEW is just another one of those dances Brock likes to have, where Brock's contract expires. Vince lets it expire, and then they kind of stay away from each other for a few months until the next Saudi Arabia show or the next show that has people in it or WrestleMania. I don't think Brock is a free agent in that sense of the word. I just think he's currently not under contract right now. With the amount of money it would take to take him away from the world of WWE, it would be astronomical. Vince would never allow it. And I don't know if you can make that investment back or if it's worth it for AEW at this point in time or UFC or any other company that isn't WWE at this time. Even without Brock, AEW is doing just fine. Ratings for this week's show were... That's us. I'm sorry. Yeah. It was still
See,
in...
There's
in,
quotation marks there.
It was still in the italicized.
I fixed that.
You say, even without Brock, AEW is doing just fine. Ratings for this week show were 928,000. Eighth in the demo, and viewership about 115,000 more than last week.
Yeah, 0.36 in the 1849 demo. That's really good. That's really good.
So what did Raw do this past week in the demo?
More than that.
Yeah.
I think.
So I think that Jericho's totally right. Like having Brock, Brock won't even make sense in AEW. The kind of product they put out, it just wouldn't make any sense. Who would he match up against that's like realistically a Brock Lesnar?
Wardlow.
Yeah, you have to build him up a little bit more for that.
Bra.
I mean, if Kenny was a little bit more Like Kenny would be the guy if they had sort of built Kenny into, like, you know, a best bout machine again, but he's kind of not. So
not right now. But, you know, give him like 6 months to put on really good matches. He can get there again. To answer your question about what Raw's demo numbers were, by the hour, 0.63, 0.59, and 0.53.
Okay. I don't know, dude. I he's right though. I mean, it would take
a huge sum of money, a massive investment, one that probably wouldn't be returned for whatever, or at least for AEW. I don't know if UFC wrote a huge check if they would see the return in the number of pay-per-view buys to see him fight, say, John Jones.
I think
Dana White said he's willing to put on.
I think that for the UFC, it would totally be worth it. I think that they would definitely see the returns from that. I mean, the UFC is, they're like the WWE. Like, they have tons and tons and tons of money to spend. And they do that just to stay top of the mountain. That's what WWE does. They just spend all that money to stay at the top of the mountain, and they make it up in a number of other ways. AEW is different. AEW adheres to a certain budget. They're very strategic with how they spend their money, evidently. And it just wouldn't. I don't know. It'd be kind of goofy for Brock Lesnar to be in AEW.
The only real reason I could see Brock wanting to go someplace else is just to prove something. That doesn't actually seem to be within his character, though.
I don't know what but what would it be to prove?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless mid 40s or whatever, how old he is, he just wants to say, all right, I'm going to go and prove I'm one of the best wrestlers in the world.
I'll just sort of try to provide sort of another line of thought to that. I never would have thought in a million years, a couple of years ago, Randy Orton in this day and age would be engaging with the Young Bucks on Instagram, would be talking about the things that he sort of talks about these days, which is he seems to actually have a legitimate interest and love in wrestling, in the wrestling industry beyond WWE. He knows who's out there. He knows what's going on. That to me has always been interesting. The fact that him and Edge did put on, the fact that Randy Orton is out there saying, you know, I need to figure out what I need to do to remain relevant. And, you know, when he comments on things like, I think he helped push Talk and Shop Mania, you know, he's aware of the outside world. That to me, it maybe, I mean, given also the fact that Brock puts on better matches with, like, the indie darlings, like Daniel Bryan,
the smaller guys.
If Brock Lesnar, it would surprise me, but I guess it wouldn't shock me if Brock Lesnar all of a sudden was like, hey, you know what? Wrestling's fun. They're going to give me something comparable to what I made in WWE a couple of years ago. And I'm just going to say no to Vince right now. I guess it wouldn't shock me. It would surprise me, but
It would be pretty shocking just based on what we know about. Granted, we don't know Brock personally. We don't know what goes through his head. Just how, whether it's his image, how what we know about him based anecdotally. I don't know. It doesn't seem like he would be the type of guy to go out there and say, hey, I need to prove this or that. I don't feel like he needs to prove himself to anybody. That's probably how he feels about himself. I don't need to prove myself to anybody.
He does what he wants to do. And if for some reason he thought, yeah, I don't know why we'd want to do that. I don't know.
I mean, unless he woke up one morning, he's like, you know what? I'm set for life. I have a ton of money. I don't need, you know, I don't need all the money.
But why? But yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he said he'd do whatever he wants.
Yeah,
why would he want to do it? But AEW's not a challenge, though. It's not a challenge. How is that a challenge?
It might be a challenge for him. It's a different approach, potentially, to the in-ring product.
Maybe.
It'd just all be about, you know what? I made a ton of money. I used to be a really good wrestler back in the early aughts. I feel like I still have it in me. Maybe he just feels like, in WWE, I just kind of rest on my laurels too much. Too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Got to go outside my comfort zone, challenge myself. That's what Orton's doing. He's challenging himself.
Sometimes, yeah.
At this stage in his career, challenging himself to learn new things, which is great.
Which is why I say with Brock, it wouldn't shock me, but it would surprise me.
Yeah.
Like, it's wrestling. It wouldn't shock me necessarily, because so many crazy things happen these days anyway.
It'd be pretty, with Brock, I feel like it'd be pretty shocking. It'd be pretty shocking. I feel like if he has anything to prove, it would be in UFC.
Yeah.
Because the way he you know, his run ended last time because of diverticulitis, and he had to like kind of stop fighting because of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there'd be anything, you would think he would have to prove it'd be in that sphere.
Yeah.
Not necessarily pro wrestling, but I could be wrong.
You know what isn't shocking? WWE might be saying goodbye to house shows. If the last couple rounds of WWE financials have told us anything other than that the company is absurdly profitable, it's that WWE seems to be in better shape not running house shows. We'd heard several times recently that house shows have been losing money for the company. Now it seems like WWE may be serious about scaling back its live events post-COVID. If Dave Meltzer is to be believed, sometimes it's a big if. On a recent Wrestling Observer Radio, though, the Wrestling Observer himself reported that, and these transcripts come to you from wrestlingnews.co, WWE is very much contemplating cutting way, even when things go back to normal, cutting way back on live shows. I don't know if they will eliminate them completely. They could just go to like the live network specials for Madison Square Garden, like really make something out of the idea of doing live shows, or maybe they would just do like one additional live show a week on top of the TV. Maybe that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if you do, for example, like the SmackDown crew, they do their show on Friday and then they can do one on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Raw will be Sunday and Monday. Mm-hmm. And then everybody else gets the rest of the week off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That way you get shows each day of the weekend. You kind of cover your bases.
It seems to be, honestly, it just seems to be that's where the wrestling industry would be headed. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they would add, if wrestling all of a sudden got Attitude Era hot again, if the demand was up, I could see them like, you know, adding more shows. I don't know if they're ever going to go back to the way it was before when it was like, I mean, wrestlers, you know, they go to AEW now and they're like, man, this is cool. I only have to work like one day a week. I think that's probably going to be like, I don't know, the start of the new way, you know? It's like, that's another enticing thing for wrestlers. It's like, you get paid pretty good, and you're not killing yourself on the WWE schedule.
And that's the thing, you know, it's when you're wrestling 3-4 days a week, you're putting your body through so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the level of in-ring competition would even get better. Knowing that they don't have to wrestle so much.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, look at New Japan, they got singles matches once in a while. Most of the time, those guys are in like freaking, you know, 8-man tag matches. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angi has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angi that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angi has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angi app, answer a few questions, and Angi can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angi that. Download the free Angi mobile app today or visit Angi.com. That's ANGI.com.